You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh.
I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead End Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead End Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me, as usual, we got to my right, BZFO Thirte.
What up, though?
We got FIFO.
24/7.
And we got Nikki Duse.
What's going on?
Yeah, I was out last week, but I think while I was waiting on my plane that Tuesday night that was delayed hours, I was in the chat fucking with y'all and shit. I don't know if y'all saw it right.
Yeah,
now,
I saw.
Oh, you saw it? Okay, yeah. I was fucking with y'all live and shit. I'm sitting here. My flight was delayed like damn near 3 hours. I might have to sit here and fucking just see what they talking about.
You were Frontier?
Nah, man, Southwest. It was.
Oh, that's another.
Where it was coming from, it was a storm. Like, I guess some storm was just slowed it down or whatever, but. I mean, once I was up, it was a smooth flight.
Yeah, we're not in the main room. We got a bit of a late start. We were recording Snowfall, so we have to do a little bit of a condensed show because B got to leave in about an hour. But we're going to hit everything that we need to hit. Thank you guys for, as always, subscribing and showing up every Tuesday to watch us. And if you want to support the show, man, patreon.com/datahiphop, or you can listen to the show on Radiotopia as well, and we would appreciate that. Also, make sure you guys go to our Reddit and Reddit, Instagram, all the socials, etc. But yeah, we're gonna try to be back in the stage next week. I gotta order some more cables too, because I got one more thing I want to try with the audio, because I know you guys complaining about the echo.
Did they say
and stuff.
That it was better last week?
No, it was still the echo. So what I'm gonna try next week, I'm gonna try actually the mics instead of the wireless mics and see if that works. If that don't work,
it usually you can hear it a lot more on the YouTube stream.
Yes,
but like in like when you listen to podcasts,
the audio
it's fine.
Because
yeah.
the mic picks up.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll get into
I got you.
The possible reason why I think it does that post show. But let's go ahead and get into the week. Yeah, he said audio for the stream sounds real good. We're recording right into the mics and we're not in the room, so. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna get it worked out, y'all. Y'all just bear with us. We appreciate you guys showing up while we work through this stuff. All right. So
where are we starting?
We can start with
you already know where he want to start.
Nah,
you got the nose.
All right. I've been telling y'all since day one, right? Y'all need to count my stats on this damn show about my predictions. First of all, caveat: Mitch Trubisky had a good game.
It was the Washington Redskins, bro.
You play who's on your schedule.
But that defense was – it was that defense, man.
Khalil Mack was eating.
I know.
Did you see him come around that corner and just knock the ball out of his hand?
Yes, what, he had like two forced fumbles, three sacks, and
– man, he was killing him. And did you guys see the no-look sack?
Yes. But, with a dude, like, he kind of like hesitated.
Yeah, that shit was tight as hell.
Right past my dude. That shit was cool as hell,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
But obviously, of course, the man of the hour, the legend himself, Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones –
he looked good.
He's on the scene.
He looked good. He looked good. I can't even front. He looked damn good.
Down 18 on the road as your first game?
It was the Bucs.
But down shit, 18, Kim.
Mike Evans had three freaking touchdowns in the first quarter?
First half.
First half?
The kicker missed the ball. Missed the kick.
So you didn't see anything impressive about Daniel Jones?
I saw one game.
Did you see anything impressive about him?
He
not his poise. Like, again, it's the
I read that he had good poise. They talk about him. They say they don't even – it's amazing because They were like, you wouldn't even know he's a rookie. They talk very highly of him.
And I think something has to be said for his athletic ability. Obviously, he's not no Cam or, you know what I'm saying?
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray or nothing like that. Lamar Jackson, but he can move around. He's mobile enough.
He's tall, too. How tall is he?
6'5".
Yeah. That's the other thing I was going to say. He seemed a lot more sturdy than I remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it was a mistake them getting rid of OBJ, especially since now they got their quarterback.
People questioned it then, but they definitely questioned it now.
Especially now. But I like Danny Dimes. I think that he will be, obviously, their future quarterback. And I think they're fine. I just think, obviously, he just needs more weeks up under him, mm-hmm. right? He needs to be able to adjust to defensive coordinators adjusting to him and what they want to do. But I think he's fine. I think they finally have their succession from Eli.
He looked like he can play. But
he looked like he won.
It's what? Come on now. You know how we do,
I'm just saying, two touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns.
Kirk Cousins has had some fantastic motherfucking games.
Yeah, but we know what Kirk Cousins is. We don't know what Daniel Jones
is. What he was when he had those great games. People would thought Kirk Cousins were the man.
Ken, how long have I been saying Kirk Cousins is the next Tony Romo where, yeah, he could put up 400 yards passing, and then in the last minute and a half when you need to get in field goal range, he throws a pick or has a bad sack.
Like, every quarterback can have a good game. And, you know... So, like, I...
But this is your first start as a rookie. Like this is the beginning of your journey. This is a damn good beginning, Ken.
Yes.
That's the only point we're trying to make. It's a good beginning.
A two-time Super Bowl champ hasn't done what he did on Sunday.
Because Eli was old. Eli, the brain ain't...
And Eli was never a mover, even as a rookie.
I'm just talking about, like, Eli's rookie season did not start off like Daniel Jones.
No, it didn't.
So most of them don't. And that's why sometimes I think you have to proceed with caution.
No, I'm not saying I'm hyping when saying he's a legend, but obviously...
No, I know that, but I'm
just saying, like, what I've been seeing, he's been proving his doubters wrong every stage. Like, we talked about the draft, of course.
Everybody was
It wasn't about whether he could play, though.
I think it was.
I thought it was more about where he was picked. And
people thought he didn't even
belong. It was both.
People didn't think he belonged in the first two rounds. They think he was like a third round pick.
No, I thought they were saying maybe second round, maybe later on the draft.
I thought I was hearing that too, like where he was placed at.
And especially him coming from Duke, people did not credit him for that. Right. And like, I think one of the first take people mentioned about the bowl game he had against Temple, he looked terrible in that. Mm-hmm. So coming in, as far 6th overall pick over Haskins and over some of these other QBs, it's like, bro, y'all fucking up. This guy may be a bust.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to do what he did, I like what I'm seeing. I don't expect him to, you know, take us to the playoffs or anything. I mean, but I expect him to be a competent quarterback who 100%. Make it to 500.
I think he could be above the fray, right? Like, what I mean by that is he could be above the median, right? Like, I think he could be above average. Mm-hmm. And I think this, too, like, in business, you have to take out – in the industry I'm in, we always take out our best month and our worst month, and we factor in everything in that middle. And that's what we don't have a Daniel Jones yet.
Yes.
We don't have the middle. We have the high. What's his low? Mm-hmm. And then what's his average? So we don't know that yet. So I don't want to jump off the deep end, but he did look good.
And I liked how he was aggressive with his passes, too.
He made some plays.
I put it to you like this. Remember earlier in the season when we talked and I was saying, like, Kyler Murray, as soon as I saw him, like, I knew, okay, there's something about him. Mm-hmm. And what I said about Daniel Jones, I don't see nothing. Mm-hmm. I saw what I needed to see. He can play in this game, and I think he's going to be around for a long time, barring injury. And we know, obviously, he needs to get better weapons on the outside and this, that, and the third, better old line, this, that, and the third. But he can play. How special is he? I don't know yet.
Yeah, that's still up to be determined. But I liked how – without Saquon, he still kept the team. Like, even in the huddle, his teammates were saying, like, let's get a fucking touchdown. That's what he was telling them. Like, they was like, I'd never seen him scream or curse at all like that. And he was amped up.
The game.
He was a leader. So I'm excited.
Because he's messed up. Fortunate for Saquon, though, being out.
Yeah.
Fantasy wise, too.
I think Giant fans should be excited. Now they know what they got.
The future
looks bright.
Yep.
We need, you know, a couple of more games on the resume to know for sure. But, you know, after what they, you know, what people saw, I'll be walking around my chest out too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not one.
Next game.
Oh,
my Lions still undefeated.
Y'all play the Eagles though.
Hey, we play in front of us. at Philadelphia too.
At Philadelphia.
Philly need wide receiver depth, man.
Philly need a new quarterback. Philly need a new quarterback.
So you said give up on Wentz?
I think Wentz is – I don't think Wentz
think
is the
he's
guy.
Washed?
Let's talk about another team. Let's talk about another team because we don't have enough time.
I just want to bring
did
up
you
the
see,
Lions.
Did you see – well, I wanted to talk about them because did you see that the offensive line, like, not block for him at all towards the end of that game where he was trying to get him back into the game? Mm-hmm. Like, they all – like
– Didn't he get – not try. Didn't he get them back into the game? Didn't they take the lead?
Yeah. No, they didn't take the lead, but they got back into
it. Okay.
Just typical Detroit fashion. We play three quarters and just forget.
Same. He did the same thing in Atlanta with no receivers.
I'm
going to
show you.
I'm going to
put the video in the chat, but his offensive line literally gave up and, like, just let him get tackled and sacked by three defenders. And that was like – because he was trying to chuck that ball, and his receivers were dropping passes.
So,
easy.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that he lost the locker room. Because you remember back in the day they had a shrine for Nick Foles, and there was already talks about the players saying they don't really fuck with Carson Wentz, shit like that, and then somehow, some way they just got, you know, covered and buried, and now all of a sudden his offensive line isn't blocking for him. Sums up.
I still think it's early. It's still too
early. It is early. And they just need wide receivers.
Are they making the playoffs?
I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know.
That's a big thing.
Y'all picked them to win the division.
I picked the Cowboys.
But they're hurt, though.
Me and FIFO picked the Cowboys.
Alshon, Aguilar dropping balls. But, yeah, I don't know. They got some guy that has two last names, that can't catch.
Who got two last names?
Marquez Allah something. I don't know, man. I really don't know. Carson Wentz is doing all he can. They can't run the ball. Mm-hmm. Miles Sanders can't run. Jordan Howard can't run. There are a lot of problems on that team.
And it ain't Carson Wentz.
No, it's not. And you're being biased if you think that.
I don't think he's the guy, but that's just me.
Okay.
He's not the problem.
No, not at all.
Don't the quarterbacks always get the blame, regardless good or bad?
Not necessarily. Not when you have drops like that.
No. I'm not excusing the drops. I'm just saying they're always coming back from the – like, they're never taking the lead. Like, the only time they – even in that Washington game, they was down 17. Like, they always have to make a comeback. Like, what's up with the offense? And that was before the injuries.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm just saying that's a quarterback thing.
No, not
100%.
Run the ball. He's
the
not
context
running the ball for 2 yards.
If we look at it from an overview perspective, obviously, okay, quarterback, this, that, we look at his number. Carson Wentz don't look great on paper right now. Like, his stats don't look great. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you could say, oh, okay, the quarterback needs to do X, Y, Z. But when you watch the games – he can't throw and catch. A lot of it isn't him. I'm not saying that he doesn't have another gear or he could play better. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is he's played good enough to win. And his team overall is letting him down. So does that mean that he needs to elevate another level to get them to the victory? Maybe.
But I saw it. I saw him elevate that team. And somehow against Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he put up – I mean, that ball was perfect.
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 Right through
it
the man's
handoff.
Yep.
And he dropped it.
Yep.
So, and then last week, from what I saw on Twitter, I didn't watch the game. I just saw the defense can stop anybody. So, Q1 of the call in, but we ain't going to have time to get him on next week tonight.
Bro.
But, yeah, he could kind of break it down a little bit. But, you know.
All right, next game.
I wanted to talk about the black-on-black QB battle.
Lamar and Patrick
mm-hmm. Mahomes.
You know, I didn't watch.
You thought it was going to be a lower scoring game, right, from Baltimore side? You didn't think Lamar could keep up with Patty?
Well, I obviously had to walk back what I said about Baltimore and their offense, and I did that like a week or two ago. You know, so obviously I had pause against the Dolphins, but then who was the second team that they beat and they put up a lot of points?
Arizona,
obviously, you know, it's Arizona. But I watched a good part of this game. And Lamar got bailed out toward the end. You know, some of them cross body freaking throws and stuff.
He was making throws, getting tackled and shit.
Yeah. Like that big one. I want to say it was to Hollywood Brown. You know what I'm saying? But either way, look, everybody on Twitter, I apologize. Like, Baltimore is not a limited offense. Lamar Jackson can pass. Baltimore is for real. Baltimore is for real.
So it's just those three teams, New England, Kansas City, and Baltimore. That's it.
And the AFC, that's what it looked like.
What about Houston?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. But Houston, obviously, they got a little bit better with their O-line cohesiveness this week. It's just that I don't know, man. Like they're missing something. The defense isn't as stout. The outside of DeAndre Hopkins, they don't really have another option. And then their run game is suspect.
That offensive line is horrible.
I'm on the train now.
with?
I'm on the Mahone train. The Mahone train.
Oh, finally?
Like, I'm finally on the Mahone. Yeah, man, I mean, not saying that.
Yeah.
He, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But
you know,
he
you
legit.
Know how I am. I'm like,
yeah.
I always like to wait.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nah.
That motherfucker legit.
He legit.
It took you a season?
And an MVP season.
You know how I am, man. Yeah, you know how I am, man. It's like, I got to see how... You know how he goes into this second season. Now that there's film on him,
it don't matter.
He's got 10 touchdowns with no interceptions already.
It don't matter, though.
He's already got 1,000 yards.
This dude is crazy.
And remember what I said last year about Mahomes? Like, obviously, Mahomes is the person that has to play. He has all of the talent. Right. But a big.
That's not a different.
Yeah, yeah, it went in and out, Ken.
Yeah.
Nah, we well, can, I can hear you. Good. Yeah,
it's
whatever back.
You touch, it
but, but now. You know what I'm saying? You see the big advantage is Andy Reid. And I said that was what was going to separate Mahomes from a lot of other young, talented quarterbacks. Again, not saying that Mahomes couldn't do this with another head coach, but the fact of how they're built, how it looks, how they execute, that's a lot of Andy Reid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he has a very unfair advantage.
Like, just these first 3 weeks, I'm like,
yeah, man.
Yo,
yeah, man.
I'm on.
I think he's gonna be MVP
on.
Again.
Yeah, he's on
back to back.
I mean, if he keep on
he's
throwing
on
touchdowns, like
he's
shit.
On pace. He's on pace.
He gonna beat his own record last year.
I'm like, wait till I talk to FIFO when we record this tonight, because I'm on the train. I'm on the train. Nah, I'm on that motherfucker. That dude is bad. He's a bad man. He's a bad man.
Any throw. And remember last year when I said, look, I don't want to jump ahead of the gun. But I don't know if there's somebody like since I don't know if there's somebody else like Aaron Rodgers that can make all those throws. And I was like, I don't want to be ahead, but I think Mahomes has even more than Aaron Rodgers. And I said that early last year. And he does. He's proven it now.
Man, I'm on it. I'm on the train.
Yeah, man.
Admit it.
Yeah, that dude's on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Rams, Browns, that game. Well, my question was, will the Browns season change moving forward?
It has to. It needs to.
Change, like, what you mean?
Yeah, like, get better.
Like, I mean, it's 1-2.
I
two losses at home already?
Yeah, I think to me, when I look at the Browns, it two main reasons. Number one, Freddie Kitchens. Yeah, they've played hard, but I don't know if strategically and also being prepared, getting the team amped up, has been Freddie Kitchens' strong suit. I have to question that. And then also Baker doesn't look settled. He doesn't look comfortable. He doesn't look confident. And we know that is obviously Baker's biggest quality. He got the biggest ego and the biggest arm and the biggest everything in the room. And on the field, he don't look like that. He looks like his stature. He looks diminutive. And I don't know if and when they turn it around, because I put it to you like this. Let another week or two of this stuff happen. I can see a lot of negative stuff.
Their
happening.
Schedule is hard.
It already. Is. Yeah.
Like they have Minnesota. They have.
This is why I say I don't get excited on paper. This is why they play the games. People was excited, and for a good reason. I mean, people was all excited about the Browns and all the players that didn't got on defensive end and OBJ and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, anything looks good on paper, but you and that's, still
I'm changing
play the
my
games.
Pick of who's coming out that division though.
Yeah, because you picked you went with Browns.
I went the Browns. It's Baltimore, bro. It's Baltimore. Why not?
Because nobody's hurt critically on that.
It
team.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And
they can bounce back still, like to be sports.
And that's cool. They can. But I'm switching
Baltimore
my pick
just
already.
Took an L. I still think
that's fine.
About it.
But you know what though, Ken? Like even if you lose, you do. Even though you lose, again, the context of how you lost. Lamar didn't get outplayed or outshined by Patty Mahomes.
It was looking rough early.
But how did it play out? Lamar is the engine of that offense.
Yeah.
And he can do both. He can run and he can pass. I question his passing. That motherfucker can pass, bro.
I expected more from Baker Mayfield. He doesn't look, like you said, settled. He doesn't look comfortable at all the way he did last year. And, you know, when you call in a 4th-and-9, a draw play on 4th-and-9, like.
No one does that.
So I don't know what's that. Freddie Kitchens is definitely learning on the job. We didn't expect him to come out and be McVay, you know, obviously. But he's definitely not doing a great job right now, and he has to figure this out. But they have a tough schedule.
But, you know, in the fourth quarter, I can't remember how many possessions that the Browns had. You know, they only targeted Odell once. That's a problem.
Well, yeah. To me, when you're on the 5-yard line or less, Why aren't you running the ball? Nick Chubb was averaging like 4 yards a carry that game. There was one goal line time that they threw it three times.
And he came out talking about, yeah, I wish I would have ran it once. So, I mean, you know, you live and you learn. And then
next three games, two on the road.
He just better hope he gets another job and he just doesn't, like, they determine the same on Browns. That's what you can't have.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think that is very possible because this is the most talented Browns have been since Jim Brown.
I know.
Yeah. So if you can't win with this, it's a wrap for you.
And they're averaging – look, their first game they had 13 points. When they beat the Jets, it was 23. And then obviously they lost to the Rams, which is 13. Like –
they should at least be 2-1.
They should be at least throwing up at least 20, 24. Remember, you talked about, mm-hmm. like, they need to throw up at least 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Like, this is – you're facing Baltimore next week on the road.
I forgot who said it. I think it was Ryan Clark said that the OC for this team, when he was coaching, when he was the OC for Jameis Winston looked terrible. He looked bad. And he says Baker is looking the same.
He's talking about – is that Cutter?
Munchkin or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Not Cutter.
Oh,
whoever's the OC, Steve Munchkin or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
But they say, yeah. And so they just pointed out the similarities. Yeah. So.
What do y'all think about the Rams? You think they're undefeated, right?
Yeah, 3-0.
Yeah.
Do they look like the Rams of last year?
They don't have that extra glisten.
They don't have Gurley.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Gurley's, yeah. You think Gurley's done?
Yeah, he has tendonitis in his knee, bro. It's a wrap.
Yeah, they're trying
it's only a matter of time. Yeah.
They give him like what 8 carries a game, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to save him.
Fantasy.
Yeah, they try to save him, but look, man, when you have arthritic joints, it's only a matter
playing
of time.
A running back too.
Yeah, you know? Yep. It's only a matter of time before your career is done.
And they only doing that because they paid his ass too. So they're like, nigga, we got to put you out on the field,
right?
Yeah.
Because if his name wasn't Gurley and he didn't have that contract, he'd have been cut.
But, you know, when you're a good team, you find ways to win. You know how to win, and that's what we're seeing. It doesn't look great, but they're still 3-0.
Yep.
Ken, you said the Steelers are going to win the division. I think they're done.
Oh, you saw Juju? Oh,
okay. Juju faced the 49ers. That team, they should have lost. I don't know how the hell the Steelers lost that game. Five turnovers?
49ers 3-0.
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
I didn't watch any football, as usual, but – I don't know either. I would love to see how. I think it felt like they were afraid to let Rudolph play, looking at the numbers. Leading into the game, they talked a good game, like they were going to let him play, a la Danny Dimes. I think they need to – they got to know what they got. I mean, he's all they got right now.
They
got to
open up that
playbook. Let him play.
He had a good touchdown.
Yeah, but
not
you
to
can't
Juju,
throw
to somebody
for 170-something yards. Yeah. And Juju did all that.
Mm-hmm.
Juju did all that,
yeah.
So they can't run the ball. They can't throw. They can't do anything. And I think they're trying to baby the kid. And, you can't do that.
Because that defense did everything it could to, like, bro, this should have been a blowout.
But, I mean, when you look at it, the Ravens are 2-1. You know, the Browns are 1-2. The Bengals are
0-3.
Yeah, so
they're
not that far behind.
But the percentage is going against them now because how many teams start
make
off 0-3
yep.
make the playoffs?
But they beat the Ravens, then you know
that's still a long uphill battle.
Yeah,
look, Ken,
just to win the division.
Ken, you talking about beating the Ravens? Can you look up how much the Ravens have scored in all 3 weeks?
I got you.
Do you think the Steelers could put up 20 plus?
I'll tell you this.
Ravens, I got it.
No.
Ravens scored 23 this past week.
Uh-huh.
In week two
versus the Chiefs.
In week two,
which is a real defense.
In week two, the Ravens scored.
No, they scored 23 against the Cardinals. They scored 28 against the Chiefs.
That's what I said. 28 this past week. 23 against the Cardinals. And then
and
week
50
one,
something, 40 something.
Week one, they scored 59. Yeah.
All right, so they beat the Cardinals and they beat the Dolphins
mm-hmm.
and they lost to a good team in the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So they beat the teams they should have beat.
They
and is saying that they mm-hmm. should beat the Steelers too.
Should they beat? Should they beat Cleveland coming up?
They should.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they're playing
they
better
home.
Ball
no.
right
they
now.
At home too.
Well, yes, to that point, yes.
It's still
but
a division game. It's still a division
but if Cleveland
game.
Is for real,
they need
this
to
is
win
the
this
game,
game
that they have to.
They
win.
Have to
who,
win.
Who should you saying the Browns need to win this game?
This is a must win
for
the
Browns.
Even if the Ravens lose, I'm still confident in the Ravens making the playoffs, even winning the division. Right.
Yeah.
But with the Browns, they lose. Oh,
it's
a wrap.
All that talk and stuff, and how good they look on paper.
Because me and you talked about that Philly team. They said they did the same shit.
Yep.
Yep. So they Browns have to win this game.
100.
Well, Baker ain't talking now though.
Nope, he ain't dancing
all,
either.
He's saying all the right. No, he dancing.
Baby, dancing the shit.
Hey, you know
he
what
ain't
he
doing? That
he
shit.
About to be a landscaper and get that lawnmower out for real. Yeah. All them Hulu commercials. Yeah. I don't know how he getting all them damn commercials playing this bad.
I know.
Ken, your boy Jimmy G, is he really that good?
Hey, man, 3-0, baby.
All right, man, come 3-0, on. Baby. Y'all placed the Bengals.
3-0. Oh, now hey. We talking about who they playing.
Two words. Kyle Shanahan.
Yes.
I've been Kyle trying Shanahan. To say it, bro. Yeah.
They shouldn't have won that last. They shouldn't have won this past weekend, though.
But they did.
But they did, though.
They did.
And that's what we.
But five turnovers is not good.
We just said
of course,
about,
of course.
Nah, but you good teams
find a way to win.
Yep, good coaches find a way to win.
And you know what? And I have to give shout out to John Lynch as well because he's the GM that's been drafting these guys. He's the one that made the move for Jimmy
G. Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot he's a GM over there.
They both got their contracts around the same time too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, John Lynch got it first, and then he said, "Oh, I need a guy." He went and got Kyle Shanahan.
And I don't think we've seen. They're winning, but I don't think we've seen the real 49ers yet.
No, so I obviously I've been big on Madden. By far, this is the best Madden. But I don't know if y'all knew this. You know the 49ers have two of like the fastest running backs in the NFL.
And Breida and who else?
Coleman.
Oh,
they're two of the fastest. So
what happened to McKinnon?
Hurt? In the
He's still hurt again? Damn.
Yeah. But the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan has a lot of weaponry or strategic weaponry because it's not like you got Odell or something out there that just is a big entity that you just throw him the ball.
They're like a college team to me. Like they got a bunch of no names, but they just talented.
Because again, that's the reason why I have to give a lot of credit to John Lynch for drafting guys for Kyle Shanahan that Kyle Shanahan can maximize, a la Belichick. Who the hell are all of these names? We know Tom Brady, but then you just get him a whole bunch of people like, why did you draft this guy? Who's this guy? And then all of a sudden they're putting up numbers. Yeah. That is what San Fran is building. And you see it. You see that the main reason, and there's no disrespect to Jimmy G. He got to go out there and play. He got to make the plays. But Kyle Shanahan and that coaching staff is putting this team in the best position to win, to overcome five turnovers.
Yeah.
How many teams can do that?
Yeah.
I think there was a stat, like, it's only like the record is like 3-55.
And they're getting confident too. I'm just looking at the things they're saying after the game and stuff like that. Like,
they are.
You know,
they
you
are.
Win one game, it's like, okay, another game. Like, but now it's like, hey,
you
man,
beat the
we
Steelers.
Got some.
Yep.
I mean, but they beat Mason Rudolph.
Exactly.
They didn't beat Big Ben.
No, I'm just saying, like, that defense still came to play.
That defense the Steelers defense hasn't been good. They got better with Minka Fitzpatrick. I seen we saw a little bit of his impact.
Did he get a pick six or something?
I don't know. But we saw, like, the scoring came down with him on the field. Yeah. But that defense still isn't good. They still don't have – they still got a second-year quarterback. So you still ain't beat the Steelers, even though it counts. But I'll ask. It's only three games. We haven't made a full month.
Right.
But he got three more games on his belt, on his resume, on his record, Nick. Jimmy G.
Does it add up to 16 yet? Let me get a full 16.
You asked. You said let him win some games.
Yeah.
He's winning games.
Let him win some games.
He's
winning
games.
Again, it's still early. If
what's
going
that, 11-3 now?
Man, he plays the Bengals and a hurt Steelers.
What's that record, 11-3 now as a starter?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got the talent, man.
He's not looking good now, but I think he's still trying to get
good matchups for week four.
Speaking of young starters, I got a question for y'all. Is Cam going to be the Panthers starting QB?
Cam, nope. Done.
Rap.
Yep.
He got mellowed. Or
he's
going to get mellowed.
This is
you think so? You think this
a rap?
It's a rap.
No, hey, rap.
It's Kyle Allen's team.
It's a wrap.
Wow. He's got six touchdowns already, and that's more than what Cam did.
He's 2-0 as a starter.
Cam is like 0-8 or 0-9 in his last 8 or 9 starts.
Yeah.
And it's a wrap.
Yep. So preseason game, he hurt his foot. They rushed him back. He hurt it again.
Shoulder's still jacked up.
They ruled him out early, and then they're saying, oh, now he got this Lisfranc thing and surgery. Like, look at what they're saying. They're setting it up.
They're gonna the next thing they're going to say is, like, we're going to wait till he's fully healthy before we put him back out
they're
there.
Setting it up. And then he's going to have surgery, and then he's going to be done for the season. Yep. As long as Kyle Allen is still winning.
And he's balling. That offense really good.
Melo is a good one.
That's not a good one. That offense looks really
good. I
hate
to see it, man, but it's just
his
style of play. Yeah.
It's his time.
You think that scarf is helping?
You know what? He started losing when he started dressing weird. Cam Newton went down.
That's why I bring it up.
Hey, Cam Newton started to go down. Remember when he said we all the same color underneath?
Yep.
He ain't been the same since.
He rejected his black.
Yep. And they play the Texans this Sunday, too.
It's a good game.
On the road.
Yeah, on the road. That's going to be a man, Vikings and Bears play each other. It's going to be some good games this Sunday.
The Thursday night game is good. It's Eagles at Green Bay.
Yeah, the Thursday night games, I'm glad that they made them divisional games. Because when they were just throwaway games, it's like, bro, why am I even watching this?
That's not divisional, though. Eagles and Packers.
No, but the majority of the Thursday games are divisional.
But the Monday night game going to be ass because you got two 0-3 teams. The Cincinnati and the Steelers. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Somebody going to come out a winner, though.
That sounds like a betting game. Who gonna how many fumbles, how many picks?
Right. Browns and Ravens, we talked about that already. That's
what favorite question I got for every week? What? Is Dak Prescott a top 10 QB? This motherfucker came back from being down the first half and started bombing.
Look, wait, hold on, Dolphins. Cam. Before you even go.
They were losing to the Dolphins.
It was 10-6.
They were losing to the Dolphins.
Did they lose every to the Dolphins?
But the Dolphins, they put it.
Ken, what did you tell me about the Jimmy G 49ers game? They won, though, right?
Look at who the Dolphins have played this year.
They won, though, right?
And they've been getting destroyed.
They never was down against the Dolphins.
I thought it was 10-6 at the half.
No, it was 10-1. It was 10-3 at the end of the first quarter, Cowboys. It was 10-6. Dolphins keep the field goal in the second
quarter. That was it.
And then it was scoreless in the second half.
Yep. Well, that changed everything. But they're supposed to be the Dolphins. Dolphins
trash. No, of course. But here's the thing. I said at the time I wouldn't pay Dak top 10 money because Dak hasn't proven that he was top 10. He had top 10 talent, but he hadn't proven that he was top 10. Through first 3 weeks of the season.
He's top five.
He's playing like that. I can't argue that. He's playing top five.
Wentz got his money. Goff got his money. You got to pay Kirk.
Yeah, you
got
to pay him.
Kirk Cousins got his money too.
No, look, at this point, right, 3 games in, I'm saying pay Dak. Make Dak the highest paid player right now.
This is going against Jerry
Jones.
He's
going to be the highest player.
Of course.
Anyway,
so. You know what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Just make him the highest paid right now. Yeah. Obviously, whoever is going to re-up, they'll be higher. But right now, I'm conceding with you, but I've seen enough through 3 games that is like, okay, Dak did take that. Just like Lamar.
I ain't seen enough.
Just like Lamar. I've seen enough through 3 games.
Yeah,
okay.
Dak going to get paid.
He'll get paid, but I'm talking about his play on the field.
He's
looking good, but
elevated. I don't understand that argument, though. Like B said, you beat who's on your schedule, and then he's beating them the way that you were supposed to beat them. They're blowing him out.
Look, Ken, he's won in the NFL when he wasn't at his best in terms of experience, IQ.
He's top 10 by default because Big Ben and Drew Brees got hurt.
Ken, he's playing top five.
Is that his fault?
Right now. He is. Look,
I said by default. I ain't say it was his fault.
No, by default.
But he don't ever say that about anybody else.
Because you're taking two out and somebody got to fill this space.
Why is he hitting against this brother? Out of all brothers.
Because he ain't pro-black. That's what he
Because he's a house dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, look. If we look at it, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback right now.
Yes.
I think that 1B has to be Tom Brady just because of what they're doing. Doesn't matter if they got AB or not, just Josh Gordon or not. It don't matter, right? So he wins. Outside of that, it's very questionable. You could slide Dak right into number 3 if you wanted to. Because realistically, outside of Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes right now, who's playing better than Dak?
You know what? I give that OC a lot of credit, man.
Who?
Kellen, whoever his name
was it?
He got the Cowboys looking right.
Yeah, so you giving it to the white man, not the black man?
Yep.
Hey, man, what Dak do to you, Doc?
He lost money on him, probably.
There is something he did do.
Because he backed up Jerry Jones. National anthem stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're not going to talk about Falcons?
Is there anything to talk about the Falcons?
Oh, man. Keanu Neal, bro.
Oh, Julio. No, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, Achilles.
You talking about Julio B?
No, just the Falcons in general. Just the fact that they...
Yeah, nah, but that boy, man, you can't guard that. He's the most unguardable
wide
receiver.
7 games with a touchdown.
Yeah, man.
Seven straight games.
He had 8 receptions for 128 yards and touchdown.
Yep. And he had that red zone target.
What Thielen did?
He got that.
Thielen got two
touchdowns.
Yeah. He had one catching and one rushing. I ain't seen Julio run the ball yet. But
yeah, what you got to run the ball for? They don't pay him to run no ball.
You right.
Thielen, he had a one-yard rush, and he only had 3 receptions for 55 yards.
Hey, best wide receiver in the game.
Woo! Look at that boy! We don't count yards. We count tubs.
And who got more this season
so far?
Julio? Okay. So far. Okay. Okay.
Has the Chargers window closed?
Not completely shut. It's not completely not closed. Yet.
They're just 1-2. They can.
Don't we do this every year though?
Yeah,
but that's the Chargers though.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying, don't we always give them bail and then we still get the same result and then we're also like, oh, we weren't that surprised.
No, right. This is what they do. They start off slow. They start winning. We don't believe they're going to do what they do every year.
Offensively, they look like they was on point. So can you kind of blame it on the defense? Really?
Well, Derwin James has been out, and that's a big reason why that defense is even anything.
Okay, yeah.
So Derwin's been out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking at them offensively, and
they're going to be the scariest wild card team, just like they always are.
Don't look at the stats. Like, watch the game, because I watched that last fourth quarter game. Phillip Rivers cannot get the deal.
It's time for Melvin Gordon to come back?
I don't even know if Melvin is the issue.
No, they need a defense. They need to draft Phillip Rivers' successor because here's the thing with Phillip Rivers.
It's time.
Already he had an awkward throwing motion.
He's older now.
He's older.
Now
he got
them kids to feed.
He do.
He ain't going nowhere.
Well, he going to go out of L.A.? I'm pretty sure
he's got a football team on his.
I put it to you like this. Like the Bears will take Phillip Rivers and they can win with him. There's other teams that can win with Phillip Rivers.
They should make that trade.
But his time with the Chargers is coming to an end. They need to draft a successor because Phillip Rivers can't get the ball where he needs to as quickly as he needs to anymore.
Yeah.
He looked like Peyton Manning in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's what he's starting to look like.
Damn.
Now, he got all the toughness, the IQ, and the moxie in the world, but if you can't get the ball 30, 40 yards downfield when you need to.
Nah, he's a baller, man. Keenan Allen, I think, leading the league in receiving yards. 404.
He's been a monster game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now Keenan Allen the last 2-3 years has been a force.
He's finally staying healthy.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, the Pats finally have competition in their division. We didn't expect it to be the Bills. They're 3-0 as well, if you didn't know.
No, but Ken, the Bills look good.
Oh,
though.
So you laugh?
No, the Bills look good.
Come on, y'all, let's not even do this. The Why defense are we entertaining this?
No. Wait, hold on.
Who they play this weekend? The Pats. What's gonna happen?
We already know.
They're only 6.5 points under.
But can we look again? Context. Just like with Baltimore losing to the Chiefs, we expect the Chiefs to win. But how does Baltimore look in the loss? Do they look good? Were they in the game? Were they competitive? Yes. I think Buffalo has taken that step to be competitive. Are they better than the Pats? Hell no. Josh Rosen? Josh Allen? Is he Tom Brady? Hell no. Is the coaching staff comparable? Hell no.
But we gotta see.
Because then what that means is that they've turned a corner that can be a very competent wild card team. So we just gotta see. I'm not writing Buffalo off yet.
Okay.
Bro.
I'll say this. I think Buffalo probably feel a little bit more comfortable with Josh Allen as their QB starting out 3-0 because they really didn't know.
Well, it seems like every
second year starter, you know. So,
and the Bills playing at home. So
they still
it's the Pats, bro.
Yeah. I know.
But I just think with Josh Allen, he throws every touchdown he throws a pick. So going against New England, they probably are going to harass him. But it's very interesting that the Bills are 3-0 and that's.
Who have they played though?
They played the Bengals, the Giants, and the Jets.
Come on, man! Like we can't do.
But
this.
Who did the Niners play?
B. B. How much did they score in those games?
Bengals had scored 21. The Bill against the Giants, they scored 28, and then the Bills and Jets were 17. They scored 17 points.
Jets got a good defense still, but those are respectable offensive numbers, Ken.
All
right, even against bad teams or defenses, he's still putting up points.
When will Washington start Haskins?
2 more weeks.
2 weeks?
Gruden is coaching. Well, every week he's coaching.
Didn't Keenum have what, 2 fumbles, 3 picks?
Yeah, like 5 turnovers.
Yeah. If he had, look,
what worse can Haskins do than that?
Bro, first of all, you was over here with Fitzmagic, and you was Fitzmagic should start. This is exactly what he was doing.
That was at the end, but he wasn't balling first.
That wasn't at the end.
It was in the middle.
And even in the middle, you were
still advocating. I'm talking about the end of his heat streak. I haven't seen Keenum be hot at all.
You didn't want Winston to go back in at all.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about Winston.
I'm just saying, but we it wasn't really about Winston. It was about Fitzmagic. We knew what was what.
Exactly.
That was me more.
And Winston, I mean, you know, he looked good.
He lost to Danny Jones.
He didn't lose to Danny Jones. That kicker and Arians taking that penalty or not being prepared. Cost him that game and that defense.
So you say 2 weeks has. What about you, B?
Maybe 3, just because
I think because the owner loves Haskins so much,
but Gruden, that call has, is coming. Gruden has to be on the hot seat and putting a quarterback, a young QB
yeah, I mean,
in.
Gruden, I mean, yeah. Gruden.
That would give him more opportunity to even go into next season.
Nope, because he's fired one way
weeks.
Or the other.
I give him about 3 weeks for Haskins on there.
Yep. He's keeping Case Keenum in because he's trying to win games now.
Yeah.
But at some point,
yep.
Snyder's going to make that call.
I think it's either this week or next week.
He already said Keenum playing this week.
Yeah, he's already. Yeah.
All right, then let that man have about two or three.
3 weeks.
That's a turnover and see what happens.
3 weeks.
If they can't beat the Giants, it's a wrap.
Let the kids play. That's all I'm saying. We know what Case Keenum is.
Exactly.
It's Fitzpatrick all over again. 100. We know what this nigga we know what Keenum is. Put the guy out. You saw what happened with the Giants. They put Haskins out. I mean, Danny Dimes out there. And, you know.
You got to let him play. Because in this league, the defenses are so fast that if you don't have a lively arm or legs or both, you're just kind of sitting ducking. We know what Case Keenum is. He hit his ceiling. He's not going to get any better. He's not going to win you any more games than Dwayne Haskins can right now. You might as well see what you got with the youngins. Because, look, it really takes 2 years for a young quarterback to really know exactly what they got. This is the teaching opportunity. Yes. Next year is the opportunity to learn everything that went wrong to course correct. And then you got about maybe 3 to 6 games in the second season to know, okay, this guy is our guy, or we need to be looking like Chicago.
We saw it with Peyton Manning.
Chicago's
fine. Terrible.
They're not.
And then that's why I'm glad they put Josh Rosen out there. You know, you got to know, man.
Look, I think, and I know this is going to be a hot take.
Here you go.
I think between Eli, Phillip, I think one of these older quarterbacks that isn't getting the time now, they're the ones that's going to go to Chicago. Watch.
I think Eli's going to retire a Giant. Phillip is probably going to retire with the Chargers.
I think Eli's going to ask out.
Because I think
– He could have already.
But if Eli looks at the landscape – Right. Obviously, he stays with the Giants. Yeah, you know, you're a Hall of Famer. You've been with one team, this, that, and the third.
He's going to be that problem.
But you want to go out on top. And if I'm looking, especially at the NFC, and I'm looking at them Bears, and I'd be like, yo, I know if I make a call over there, they're going to want me over Trubisky. Mm-hmm. I know that. And I put it to you like this. I don't care how many good games Trubisky has. I'll take Eli today over anything Trubisky could do in the future.
Damn.
I like the way they play call for him after the last game. This game, they got him moving around. They got him, you know,
I've been said that about Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy, look, man, that team is handicapped by Trubisky.
Matt Nagy just know how to win games.
Win games.
He's just coaching.
It's just like if you give who Mahomes coach?
Andy Reid.
You give Andy Reid, Jimmy G. You get Jacoby Brissett.
Andy Reid won with Alex Smith.
Bruh, there's just certain coaches that can squeeze the last thing out of you. And that's what he's doing with Trubisky, bruh. And can you imagine if he even had Nick Foles? Like, just even a middle of the pack.
You don't think they win in the division?
Who? The Bears? Bears? Yeah. They may because of how great.
You think Green Bay?
Green Bay. I'm sorry. Yeah, Green Bay. They got a real defense.
I think I said Chicago.
And you got Aaron Rodgers.
I got Chicago still winning.
Green Bay.
They ain't got no monster in the middle, man.
Who?
Green Bay.
Don't matter.
That defense still.
That defense
good.
For real.
Yeah.
That defense for real.
We'll see.
And I'm not saying they top five or top 10 all time. Back. No.
I mean, they better than what they was, but they was shitty before, so it ain't that much better.
But the thing is that they can get the ball back to Aaron and they can protect leads.
Yes.
That's big. Because we know in any Aaron Rodgers-led team, you're going to put up better than 22, 23 a game. If you could keep another team to 17, 20 points a game, we're going to win that game.
Yeah, and that's what
And that's
doing.
Without a running game.
We'll see. How far can Teddy take the Saints?
3-3 until Breeze get back.
So 500. I got the same thing.
Yeah, 3-3 sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Who they playing?
Look it up.
I'm about to look at their schedule right now.
Yeah, because 3-3, that sounds a little optimistic depending on who they playing.
They beat Seattle.
Look. Okay, so they got Cowboys at home.
That's a loss.
They got the Buccaneers at home.
That's a win.
They can win.
That's 50-50.
And they got Jacksonville at Jacksonville.
That's a win.
They got Chicago at Chicago.
That's a loss.
They got Cardinals at home.
That's a win.
That's 50-50.
They got Falcons at home. So that's the next six. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I actually think
that's the next six games.
Yep. I think the Jags are the dark horse of the AFC South.
The dark horse of what?
Mustache Minshew?
Mustache Minshew, bro. He got something to him. I don't know what he is. He's unconventional.
Man. You know, he got Doug Flutie in him. He got a little Doug Flutie in him.
I don't know. It's just something, man. He got a little swagger, though.
He do. It's
weird. I know we're not supposed to say that word anymore.
You think Saints going 3-3 after that schedule?
I think at best, I think
Tampa's going to get them.
I think they can get Arizona and Tampa, and they can try to win one of those. Like, Teddy has, like, he was a, he had a winning record with Minnesota.
Yeah, he can play.
He can play. I'm just always nervous about, you know, him injuring himself again.
Yeah,
but
he's just never gotten his footing in the NFL. Like, anytime we see any type of progress, he gets out with a concussion. He's out with ACL. Like, it's just, he.
And I think they said this was his, Peyton's first win without Drew Brees as a quarterback. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's how attached to the hip they've been. Will AB play at all this season?
No, he's back in school.
Yeah, he did re-enroll.
Yeah.
I can't take anything AB says 100%. I think we have to deduce.
I'm talking about the league team picking him up.
Look, man, I put it to you like this. There is a chance because the man is still dominant at his position. But when the Patriots give up on you, typically that means the NFL is giving up
on you. And they sign all the addicts. And
yep.
It's that case. I think those cases, and then I think another accuser says something like this. Else, too.
Yeah, I think if that gets cleared up, I think teams will be jumping to get him. I can see because obviously he's going to be dumb cheap, right? I think that I can see, like, the Cowboys trying to make a play for him just because.
I'll tell you what. I thought when he – you know, put all those little nice posts. That's why I thought he was sipping that get out juice, but that get out tea. But because he was like, "Yeah, thanks for the opportunity." You know, and said, "Oh, I'm like, damn, like he's you know going out with class." Man, that shit lasted a day,
5 minutes.
then he was letting loose.
But I
got points.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Because look, man, you catch an owner in a parlor. And what did he get? A slap on the wrist?
Yep.
And these are, again, allegations. Nothing has been substantiated.
But there's a lot of stuff.
We understand
there's still
that.
Allegations, yes.
There's still allegations. Like, where we are in the process, he should still be on the team, maybe suspended.
Yeah, if he wanted those four games, that Big Ben guy, he should have did this years ago when Big Ben did what he did. That was, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Nah, it wasn't that long. Was it?
Damn, it was about 10 years shit, ago, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, the league, it's time's flying. Y'all old as hell.
We are.
One last question. Minnesota. I did not know Dalvin Cook is
there leading, you go.
He's leading the league in rushing.
There you go.
So
walk it back.
You don't want my fantasy.
Walk it back, Nick.
So, I'm not walking it back
walk
yet.
Walk it back.
What are we talking about? It's still early.
Walk it back.
So let me.
They say it's fucked up, but they have a timeline for it because he always gets hurt in October.
Oh, man. That's when it get cold.
So let me tell y'all something about an article that I read about ACL injuries. There was this one doctor. I don't know his name. I want to say the article was in either The Athletic or Bleacher Report. And basically what he was saying, he was talking about the Klay Thompson injury. And he was saying that he advises all athletes to wait 2 years from an ACL recovery instead of one. And when you look and he's interviewed and talked to players typically will tell you that first year they don't feel right. And it's not just psychological, physically you're not right. And he said if you look at every player, regardless if it's basketball or football, that first year, he talked about Danilo Gallinari, he talked about I can't think of the basketball player's name.
Gordon Hayward?
No, it wasn't Gordon, because Gordon was Paul a broken George? Ankle. Broken ankle, and Paul George was a broken leg. It wasn't an ACL.
Oh, you're thinking of ACL
specifically. And he was talking about how there was one player. I see the stats, but I can't remember the name. But this one player was averaging, like, the first year back from ACL, he was averaging, like, 16 points. And then his second year back, he was back to 20-something points a game. And he was saying, look at Dalvin Cook. First year back, right, he's only averaging, like, 40-some-odd yards a game rushing. You know what I'm saying? His yards per carry were only, like, 4-something, barely 4. Now he's, like, in the 5s.
Yeah.
And now he's in the groove because physically it takes 2 years for your ACL to come back. And he says he expects Dalvin Cook to flourish this year.
And you know what's crazy, though, is that Mike Zimmer talked about last season as far as the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, like they felt like they needed to justify that paycheck, and that's why he was thrown a lot last season. And this season, they've done the complete opposite direction and run the ball heavy. And obviously, they're 2-1 right now. Mm-hmm. So
and the guy Dalvin Cook always could run. He just got hurt, and I think that was one of the criticisms was the injuries. But yeah, I saw first week, I was like, okay, I ain't going to say nothing.
Well,
I ain't
going to say anything to Nick yet. He was a
second
dog.
Second week, I was like, I still ain't going to say anything to Nick. Third week, I'm like, all right.
Who they play? Let me start, who they play this week?
Let me start ringing that bell. Who? He's leading the league.
They play Chicago. Yeah, that's
that's going to be a test.
Yeah, if, Vikings, that's going to be a good game.
If he can get 80-plus yards and a touch, he back. Because you're talking about the Bears, I think they're the best defense in the league right now. I'm not saying from a statistical standpoint, from allowing points or yards.
The eye test.
Mm-hmm. They're the most dominant defense in the league right now.
Packers lead the NFL in takeaways and turnover differential.
Ooh, that's a major problem. You talking about you giving Aaron Rodgers like an extra 2-3 possessions a game?
Man. But I think Aaron Rodgers is at the point of his career where he just wants to win, and he's 100. Not. I think he's all about, like, I've got the stats, I got the MVP, I do even have a Super Bowl. So, I've been out the playoffs for the last 2 years.
That's not what he's saying. I'm trying to find it now. He said kind of the opposite.
No, I'm saying this is what I'm seeing, because the offense, I don't know if this is because he hasn't gotten used to the offense yet.
I'm telling you what the
they're not in groove yet. The offense isn't grooving.
And he's complaining about that offense.
Yeah, and rightfully so. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about having a top 10 quarterback all time. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you have that type of ego, bravado, and accomplishment as Aaron Rodgers does, you want things to happen like this. You know what I'm saying? So I understand the frustration, but I don't think that it's a bad frustration either. Because at the end of the day, when you're great, you demand greatness. You know what I'm saying? And that's all he's doing. He wants the offense to look as good as that defense does right now. Mm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I thought he was just saying.
Ego. It's an ego frustration, and that's what I've been saying. That's what I started saying last week.
But ego is part of the greatness.
But they winning, though, doing it this way.
He don't like it, man.
He just wants to be on par.
With who?
With the defense.
I'm just saying, like,
he wants to be able to contribute at a high level.
Well, I mean, the defense does his job, and you're Aaron Rodgers. You're going to get at least 2 tubs or 3 tubs.
But
oh, here it is. He said, Packers offense must do our part. And let's see. Oh, yeah, this is what he said. It's time for us to do our part on offense. Moving forward, we're going to play a stretch of really good football teams. At some point, we can't expect our defense to shut everybody down. They have been, but at some point, the offense is going to have to wake up and start making plays. He said, we've never wanted to just manage the football game around here. That's that ego. He don't want to be a game manager.
But what great quarterback does?
I'm just saying.
I don't think he needs to be a game manager. But what the way
but that's what they've turned him into, and that's what I'm saying. He don't like
Dubs, what is that a big
because
issue?
That's not because
Ken,
Aaron Rodgers has always been the reason why.
Ken, it's not that. I think you're trying to steer the narrative in a completely wrong way. No, he's steering.
I said it last week, and this week he did an interview saying the same thing I said.
No, you are completely driving this thing right off of the cliff, bruh. No, look, we have to understand the context, right? The context of where Green Bay is right now is they have a brand new coaching staff, they have a brand new offense, right? Let's be honest. What is easier to get in sync, defense or offense, in the NFL or offense. In just in football? Is easier to get in sync?
I think the offense, yeah. You think defense?
I might agree with the offense.
The offense is easier to get in sync.
It's hard to cover in the NFL, man.
Not necessarily to cover. I think some of the schemes are really hard for some of the defensive players to pick up and learn.
That's what
Pittsburgh typically get better as the season go on because of some.
New England gets better as the season go on,
and they typically have a lot of young players.
Look,
I think it's the offense.
I think it's defense, and the reason why I say it's defense is because if you're great at one level, you have a really good defense. If you have a dominant D-line or pass rusher, you have a good defense. I didn't say great. A good defense. It doesn't matter if you have one good running back, Saquon. It's not a good offense. It doesn't matter if you have a good quarterback, Danny Dimes. It's not a good offense.
Well, I'm not talking about one play.
But that's what I'm talking about. So when you look at offenses, it takes an entire team, especially like O-line. You need weapons, not just one weapon. You need weapons. Mm-hmm. And in the past, we've seen that outside of maybe one or two wide receivers, who's the white boy for Green Bay?
Jordy Nelson,
who he had before that, Donald Driver. Yeah. You know, he always had guys, but we overwhelmingly said that it was Aaron Rodgers making those plays, right? Right,
yeah.
Now it's brand new, and all he has is Davante Adams. That's it. Who else they got? Oh, and I like the guy, Scantley.
MVS?
Yeah.
That's what they call him. I ain't going to pronounce the nigga name.
Yeah, like I like him. Shout obviously, him. They got Jimmy Graham, right? So they have things, but
Jimmy Graham just on the roster.
I give you that.
They got the ghost of Jimmy Graham.
I give you that. However, it's not feeling right. And to me, offense is ballet. Everybody has to be in sync. Defense is disruptive. You get one disruptive force on defense, you have a good defense. Offense, you can't, even if you have one great quarterback, that doesn't mean that you have a great offense yet. So that's why I say I think it's easier to build a defense. And when you look at what Green Bay is doing right now, right? The offense just is not in sync. Eventually it'll happen because Aaron is too good.
I think LaFleur is turning Aaron Rodgers into a game manager because he has a defense and he doesn't want to take all those chances. Because
his best point is, why do you need to throw so much if we already up and we're commanding the lead by running the ball, playing mm-hmm. good defense.
You watch Kansas City?
Yeah.
Put up points. That's what
they got to. Their defense ain't good. LaFleur
is, yeah. That's
their
not,
defense ain't good.
Hell no, their defense ain't good. You see the points they giving up so
but that's
far?
Andy Reid's coaching philosophy. He got a guy that's going to put it up.
He's going to outscore you.
LaFleur obviously is doing something different. He's what is bringing Aaron Rodgers back towards the center. He's like, I'm not going to have
but my thing is, what does Aaron Rodgers really want? Because he's asked for a run game in a defense, and now he finally has that after all these years.
Well, he has a defense.
That run game is coming along. Aaron Jones is coming along.
It's decent. It's a good compliment.
It's better than what it's better than yes. been before. Yes. It's better than Eddie Lacy and that shit. So he's finally getting that or has gotten that, and now he's complaining.
4-0, 3-0.
Yeah, it's like you're winning games now. Like,
he just wants the offense to do better. But what I'm saying,
he wants to put up points and let it fly.
I'm saying Aaron Rodgers wants to be the headline on ESPN.
But Ken, look, man, if you have that type of talent, don't you want to be able to use it?
If you're Aaron Rodgers,
yeah. If you're
adding
great,
to my point,
but
he's not able to do it.
But you're saying it's infighting. You're not saying that, are you?
I'm not saying it's infighting yet. I'm just saying he about to go off. If he ain't putting up 28 a game.
If they keep winning, he ain't got no reason to go off. And that's the reason why he's keeping his mouth shut. Well, he ain't
keeping his mouth shut yet. Nah, this is just the beginning,
he
bro.
He ain't going off like how you think he's going to go off until they start losing.
I saw it last week. Now he's starting to kind of drip it a little bit. And, yeah, he may still be winning games. But if that offense don't come around and he ain't putting up points, if he ain't putting numbers on the board, Aaron Rodgers will let
you. But that's every quarterback. Every great quarterback want to put numbers on the board. That's different.
And that's why Brady wins. That's
and I wonder if Mahomes even care about that.
What, putting numbers on the board?
Yeah, I don't know yet. He's new, so we don't know.
Yeah, he's still
I think
new.
He's having fun. I don't give a
special as hell.
Yeah, I think he's having fun. That motherfucker be flexing every touchdown. He's just having fun.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
If the Packers win on Thursday night 24-13, Aaron Rodgers has no reason to cuss anybody out.
Aaron Rodgers don't have a reason he won't have a reason to cuss anybody out. He's going to take the W. He ain't going to like that shit. Aaron Rodgers want to put up 30. Aaron Rodgers wants you to talk about him every single day.
And what great player, regardless of sport, doesn't feel that way?
No, it's because that's all they've done. Now they're not doing that anymore. But we ain't talking about the Packers. Are we talking about the Packers? We don't have any reason to talk about the Packers. They 3-0, and nobody even talk about Aaron Rodgers. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Brady and the Patriots. It's Dak Prescott. Aaron Rodgers not even making the headlines, bro. And he 3-0 because he ain't out there showboating, throwing all these damn super passes that we
but
love.
But we know
he
don't
do discount double check no more, do we?
Nah, he retired that. Okay. Because niggas kept on doing that to him when they sacked him.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, all right.
I got to get ready to go.
All right. Well, last question. Is Jacoby Brissett the last black?
Y'all can still go.
Is Jacoby Brissett the savior of the Colts?
I was telling y'all.
Hey, I was with you too. I was with you too, man. Jacoby, man.
And I picked them to win the AFC South, didn't I?
Yeah, he's doing his thing. Yeah, I think you
did. Or you picked Houston?
No, I picked Houston.
I want to say I picked the Colts.
But I like what he's doing, man. You know, it's not super flashy, but he's winning games. I think he was playing well last year, but it didn't really lead to wins. Or whenever he was a starter, I think it was 2 years ago, it didn't really lead to a lot of wins. Now it's leading to wins. And it's dope. It's dope to see. I hope he keeps it up. You might be right. They probably got a shot at winning the division.
I think I picked Houston, but I see Jacksonville as the dark horse of that division.
I don't see it.
Hey, that quarterback.
I like Minshew, but I don't know.
Only Achilles heel is that run game because everybody stuffs Fournette. And I mentioned that was a player I was watching this season.
But Minshew can loosen him up a little bit.
You know who needs Fournette? Green Bay. Because all they're doing to Fournette.
They're stacking the box.
They're just stacking the box. And they're like, look, you might be, you know, whatever, but you not going to beat us.
That would be woo.
But you give Fournette to Green Bay? Dang, shit. Yeah. You talk about running out clocks. You talking about having a run game defense and then Aaron Rodgers doing what he do.
I was going to say, if you give Fournette to the Falcons. Because Freeman, I think he is done.
Freeman is done, but I don't think he would be a good fit because they got other problems. Whoever that OC is, Cutter.
Yeah.
I told y'all Cutter ruined Jameis Winston.
I said get rid of
Running Matt Ryan right now.
Get rid of the whole coaching staff.
Did you – I don't know if it was last game or the game before. You see Matt Ryan only had like 88 yards or some shit like that?
I didn't see it, but I believe you. I believe you. Bro. Dirk Cutter, man. But nobody want to listen to me. But
yeah, that's all the teams that I got.
I feel you. I want to talk about the Falcons just a little bit because I honestly believe there's going to be some wholesale changes at the end of the season, regardless if they make the playoffs or not.
I think there's going to be some changes before the end of the season.
You know what?
I can see that too.
I wasn't with you guys when it came down to Dan Quinn being let go. I thought maybe they need to make some, you know, changes to the assistant coaches. I think I might be on board with that now.
Get rid of the whole coaching staff.
I think I might be on board
with
that.
And you know what's
now.
Crazy? To me, the GM has still done an amazing job. Dimitrov, I wouldn't get rid of him. Because you're talking about talent being above the, you know, ahead of the curve in terms of players, getting players, making the right moves. It's not Dimitrov. And even like the Mike Smith, because I know he hired Mike Smith and then obviously he hired Dan Quinn. Did he hire Mike Smith or did he acquire Mike? Or was Mike Smith there already?
I think he was there already.
Either way, Dimitrov has done an amazing job. But the coaching staff, man, especially the OC.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn, I think he was the right hire at the right time. I don't know if he's a championship coach. I don't know who you go.
Which is crazy because he got to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
But that's why people giving it to Kyle Shanahan more than Dan Quinn. Because, like, ever since Kyle Shanahan left, it's been a shit show.
Shit show, man.
And obviously last season they had a lot of injuries. And this season on the defensive side, they're still getting.
Yes. So they that training staff.
I was
going to
say
go
that
too.
Coach, that health staff and all that, that wellness staff.
They got to get rid of
start from scratch, I guess, at this point.
And you know what? I'm going to say this right now.
You saying Matt Ryan?
Yep. They need to draft the replacement. Because Matt Ryan, I still think he has a lot of football left in him. But Matt Ryan is not one. Like before the season started, I would say he was a lot like Dak where he needed the weapons around him. Like he didn't necessarily elevate. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm just like, I have to question Matt Ryan as well because he don't look like an MVP caliber quarterback. And obviously I know that the coaching staff and the quarterback need to be on the same page. And since Kyle Shanahan's left, I don't think he's been on the same page. But your talents still should shine through somewhere.
Isn't it funny how both Matt Ryan and Cam were just after their MVP years just started down.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, especially
it's
for Cam.
Crazy, man.
I think with Matt Ryan, I feel like you want to buy him a ticket to Chicago.
Hey, there's a whole bunch of quarterbacks that could go to Chicago and go win a Super Bowl. But, you know, I think it's tough because obviously you replace Matt Ryan
with who?
Exactly. That's the main question. And then what message does that send to the Julio Jones, the Calvin Ridleys, the rest of that team that is still good enough to compete for a Super Bowl? You know what I'm saying? So unless you get like a top three prospect in his next upcoming draft, which is supposed to be quarterback heavy,
you know, it is very questionable. But
I was listening to a podcast, and I don't know how to do it, and I know it's done, but I was like, oh, that would be kind of cool to just start attaching the GMs to the draft picks. And you were kind of talking about Dimitri and the talent mm-hmm. that he's drafted. Mm-hmm.
They did that to Jerry Reese with the Giants, and that's why he got fired and all that, because he was making – like, he didn't – it was a point in time where, like, the people he drafted, he didn't even pick up their second contract. Mm-hmm. They either got traded or something just they
moved Steelers on. Yeah, Steelers hasn't been great when it starts drafting defense. So who's making all those decisions, and what does that tree look like?
You know, no, the Steelers have had some good picks. They had
they've had a lot of misses, bro.
Shazier, they got Devin White. They got
Shazier was really the only one.
The only one I can think of is that corner. What was his name? There was a corner he drafted.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
But they've had a lot of defensive misses though. Shazier, and then Shazier got hurt. Not his fault.
Maybe TJ's nice for them though.
Yeah, TJ White was real.
That was a good one. I think
offensively they don't. I don't know. They do draft.
They develop. Develop their receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So and watch that Deontay Thompson guy and James Washington. I think they're gonna be the next.
James Washington went to. He was with Rudolph in court in college. Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised they don't.
Well,
have
you were
a
talking
connection.
About attaching draft picks to.
I just kind of was just thinking about like I was thinking about. Obviously, Washington have made a lot of bad picks because of their Bruce Allen, and
but their owner is also Jack Holt too. Like he was Quinn Snyder.
Quinn Snyder, yeah.
He don't make good decisions.
Yeah, just how teams evaluate talent.
I think he cursed. I think until he changed the skin's name, go ahead.
Yeah, because everybody, you know, so yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it would look like or how the exercise would even play out, but
I like that because I think a lot of people are putting emphasis on a lot of executive positions that they never used to before. I think the coach is something that we always talk about.
They're bringing
GMs. They even bring up the president. Like, you see what Jacksonville got. Like, they're talking about Tom Coughlin now and that whole staff as far as, like, what the hell is
but
going
he,
on.
But, yeah, he's drafting well at certain spots. And then sometimes by doing this, you can see where they're really good at and what areas they're weak to.
Yep.
But then you could also say, well, if this is what you gave me, what do you expect the coach to mm-hmm. do with this?
Mm-hmm.
So then you'd be like, okay, well, yeah, the coach, maybe it's not necessarily the coach's fault. Like then all of a sudden you really start going to the C-suite. You know, the executives that's making those.
Yeah, because if you look at some of the better coaching staffs and executive staffs that have been able to put good product on the field, you got to look at Seattle. Like how many times they've retooled.
Yep.
While obviously their biggest acquisition was Russell Wilson, drafting him in what, the second or third round. But if you look at how they've been able to turn over that defense and even that offensive staff and still be relevant,
yep.
that speaks a lot.
Metcalf is going to be a beast. He is.
Yeah, they finally got the receiver position yep. right. Lockett looks good. He finally developed.
Hey, I told mm-hmm. you about Lockett last year.
But he's always been a number two. That's why I've never been high on him. Like, oh, because you were high. Oh,
he put up the numbers. He was similar to Davante Adams. I said he was similar to Davante Adams.
He just has more to work with.
But look at Kansas City, DeMarcus Robinson, that kid Mekelle Hardeman.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they got.
Yeah, if you fast, just you can be on Kansas City.
You got Mahomes out there.
You can put anybody.
But even Andy Reid, like let's look at Andy Reid's styles back in with Philly, and now even with Kansas City, like just the type of player. Like here's the thing, right? Like I think that when you're talking about an entire organization. And even with Belichick and them, mm-hmm. the type of player, quote unquote, that you know that's you know it'll work or not.
Yes.
Because when you look at Kansas City, oh, how fast he go in the 40? Oh, 4.3? Yeah, he going to work. You know what I'm saying? You look at the Patriots. Oh, he a locker room guy? Oh, he going to work. Because everybody has their type of guy. And when they are able to get their guy, you know it's going to be successful. Look at, again, Seattle.
So then you come back to the Falcons, and they've drafted well.
Their guys.
Yep.
So then what's not working? It's been the it's been the coaching staff. Yep.
Yeah.
Because we look at what the Falcons' identity is, right? And I think the identity starts with Julio.
It started with Julio, but when Dan came in, he started to change it because he started to get all these defensive guys.
Yep.
Then they, of course, obviously got hurt. Then they drafted Ridley, mm-hmm. you know, and then they, you know, went out and acquired Sanu. Devontae Freeman was theirs. Tevin Coleman was a pick of theirs that worked when they were at their peak.
Yep.
You know, so now you say, okay, well, we can draft the talent. We're not missing there.
Nah.
So what is the problem?
Yeah, that's all I got.
You see your boy Kuzma hurt? Or you see your boy Kuzma hurt?
What happened?
His ankle. Yeah, I say he might miss training camp.
That's training camp.
Yeah, that's okay. Did you see how much muscle he's put on? A lot of these youngins? Yeah. Like, hey, look, man. I know we about to wrap up, but this is going to be the craziest NBA season in the last 30 years.
I think it's the most unpredictable one. If that's what you mean by crazy.
What I mean, and I don't mean just the unpredictability of this season plays into that, but what I'm more so talking about is, and I've been saying this for years now, the influx of talent, the influx of talent. This year, we're really going to realize it because I think New Orleans is going to be better than what a lot of people think that they're going to be. I think Zion is going to be, you know, I guess some people are going to put him over like he's going to be like this, you know, 2010 guy. I don't know if he's going to be that, but I think he's going to be better than a lot of people think that he's going to be. Kyle Kuzma, I think he's going to take a jump this year.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I think you look at that Sacramento team, I think that the Buddy Hields of the world, the Arian Foxes of the world, they're going to take a big jump. If you look at Golden State, and you know what? People are really downplaying Golden State. You know who they got from
Marquise
Sacramento?
Chris.
Oh, they got Marquise Chris, too?
Yeah, they signed Marquise Chris.
Oh, wow.
22 years old, number 8 pick in 2016, one-year deal.
And you're talking about like a face-up four with dumb athleticism. But they got Willie Cauley-Stein. Nobody's talking about that. To me, that is huge for what they want to do defensively because we already know Draymond is the defensive stalwart on that team. Now he got another guy that could go switch on five positions with even more size than Draymond. Obviously, I think D'Angelo Russell is going to fit in seamlessly with that situation. So I think Golden State people are underplaying them. I don't think that they need to be an underdog. I think the Clippers, obviously, and then they're talking about signing other. Like, I just think that this season, we're going to see a lot of talent. I think Ben Simmons and his jump shot is going to shock the entire world.
So that's real.
That's real.
I've been watching the videos.
Okay.
And I saw the first one. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe he just had a good day. Then I saw the other one you
basketball sent, breakdown.
And I'm like, ooh. Yeah. I don't know. This looks consistent.
It ain't real if it ain't in the game.
No, here's the thing. And again, I'm not saying, you know, you're going to be Ray Allen next year. But the fact that I think that he has the confidence that you have to guard me.
And that's why I asked if it's real, because to your point, is he going to use it in the game? And some of the moves and some of the shots he was taking looked like he was practicing those four in-game situations.
Because I never really thought. I always wonder why he never took a shot. Like, but, I never thought his form was bad.
Man, but it seemed like it's overnight. He wasn't able to shoot the way he's shooting now.
Nah.
We'll see.
At all.
Nah. The problem with Ben was balance on his jump shot. It wasn't necessarily the form or the follow through. It was the balance. The whole, the gather of when, how you get the ball up, when you release, things of that nature. Just the fundamentals of his jump shot. Just like with Blake Griffin. Remember, I called Blake Griffin real early. When Blake, I saw it in the offseason, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to say nothing. But when I saw it in preseason, I jumped all over, and I said, he has a jump shot. Oh, no, he ain't got no jump shot. He can't do this. And what happened? Now we see Blake Griffin now. He's working on release timing. Forget the jump shot. He's trying to get his release timing for his three-pointers quicker so that way he can shoot over people faster now. Man. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, Ben Simmons – just the fact that he's going to be able to take jump shots changes that whole dynamic for that team. I think they're the best team in the East. I don't think – you know what, man?
Best team in the East?
Yes.
Over Milwaukee?
Yes. Milwaukee took a step back.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Milwaukee took a step back. And here's the thing. I haven't seen anything on Giannis taking a step forward. You watch him in the FIBA stuff, he looked the same. If Giannis don't get a jump shot consistently, and I'm not saying it only have to be 3-point shot yet, but he needs to have moves. We saw it because, and Gilbert Arenas was talking about this, in the playoffs, the game slows down and you have to have one-on-one moves to get shots.
And that's what KD kind of said about Steve Kerr too. He said their offense is great, their motion offense is great, but in the playoffs, as you advance, you need guys to be able to go get buckets.
To go get their own. You know, and that's
we're not even gonna go over there. But with Giannis, man, like, I don't know if he's made that jump. Like, he made a big jump last year, and we were all talking about postseason success, and he's had the eye cool, and you won the MVP, eye cool. You're dominant on both sides, but you need some go-to moves. He don't have that yet, and I haven't seen it. So, to me, and the attrition of Malcolm Brogdon, we know what his running mate is that just got paid, Chris Middleton,
yeah.
How much better is Chris Middleton going to get, bro? He hit his ceiling.
Yeah, he has.
They still got Eric Bledsoe. They have not gotten better. They have gotten worse. When I look at Boston, as much as I like Jason Tatum, he was injured with the FIBA stuff. I think the downfall of Jason Tatum is his ego or pride or confidence. I think he's just a quiet guy. And I don't think quiet guys dominate in the NBA.
I think it might be the confidence part.
It's something.
I don't know if he has an ego just yet. Well, I take that back, because he was part of the problem last year too, because he was used to being the guy.
But that jump, you have to have that certain pride, that certain confidence of.
I think he got it though.
But even when I watched him in the FIBA stuff, it's kind of like he always defers. Like, he doesn't feel alpha.
I see what you're saying.
He doesn't feel like an alpha. Because
when Kyrie was there, he deferred to Kyrie. And now he was in the FIBA. He was deferring to other
players. He was deferring. And when you look at that FIBA squad, it was poised for him to be, I'm the guy, and this is my coming out party. Y'all just here for the ride. And he didn't take that approach. Yeah. Because to me, he's better than Jalen, talent-wise. Even Donovan Mitchell just has that dog in him.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Jason Tatum got that. So when I look at the Boston Celtics, obviously I love Kemba, but I've always questioned Kemba, but I think he's going to do what he does. But how do they take the step forward if it's not for Jason Tatum? And I don't know if Jason takes that step forward. So I think that they're in the same spot that they've been. And I would even say they've gotten a little bit worse because they lost Al Horford, which was the glue of that team. So when I look at the East, man, I think the only team that really got better, like truly, was Indiana. But Indiana still don't have enough to overcome Philly.
Yeah. And we'll see in preseason. We'll see if he's taking that jumper. And yeah. We know it's there.
We'll know.
So, but, man, it's.
I'm just ready. Look, man, and I know October is the month because
best
we
month
get
of the year.
Baseball playoffs. I can't stand the regular season, but we get baseball playoffs.
Nats just clinched the playoffs, so they're in.
And the Braves looking, boy.
The Braves.
I went to the, what was the most recent game on Friday night where they blew out?
8-0 or something like that?
Yeah, 8-1. It was like the whole city came out. Acuna, I was like, they rocking.
Ronald Acuna Jr., he's the truth.
So, you know, we get the baseball playoffs. We start to know what these NFL teams really are.
Yes.
3 to 4 or 5 games in. Yep. Okay, we know where you are. And then we get the NBA. Yep. Ooh, this is the best time, man.
Yep. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us, man. Sorry, Q, we didn't get a chance to get you in. We just started our regular time, so we had to kind of burn through some stuff real quick. But I'll hit you up, brother. We'll get you next time. So, that's going to do it for us, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.